It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk with the Nature Conservancy. They're going to be here. I'm excited to talk about what it takes to restore the prairie and why it's important to do so. The secret? Bison. That's right. We're going to talk about bringing back the bison herds to Illinois and Northwest Indiana. That's the what the Nature Conservancy is working on. So we'll have some of their reps in studio to talk about what it takes to get the bison back on top. Also coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, time for Swap Meet. Greg Flam will be here. Very excited, where we evaluate your Chicago memorabilia. A lot of stuff about the Pope first 2 weeks. This will be episode 3 with Greg. But the first couple weeks was a lot of stuff from, I remember the late 70s. I got a thing from when the Pope was here. He's like, I see that a lot. Next caller. I got this stuff from when the Pope was here. Although last week someone flummoxed him a little bit because they had ripped a sign off. It wasn't like a guide or a picture. Someone had actually ripped a Pope is here sign off the wall, and he thought that would be something interesting. So we'll talk with Greg coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Well, right now, one of the best hip-hop artists of our time is coming to the City Winery on Saturday night. His name, Talib Kweli. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Why some people gotta live in a trailer? Cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south. Before my in the core bailed me out. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We do or die like best stars. See the red sky out the window of the red island. The lead flies, the G-Rab, they shivering the lead dive. Man, I love that song. Get By, Talib Kweli. God, that's such a... that is a Kaufman favorite right there. Talib Kweli is a Brooklyn-based MC who is half of Black Star, which also featured Yasiin Bey, formerly Mos Def. Kweli has worked with so many artists, including Kanye West and The Roots. His music really captured the conscious rap movement of the late 90s, which included Common and other Chicago musicians who continue to work in that genre, like Lupe Fiasco or Chance the Rapper. Kweli is politically active, socially conscious, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Talib Kweli, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm a huge fan. How often do you get through Chicago?
I try to come to Chicago as often as I possibly can. It's a city that I really enjoy. It's one of my favorite cities on the planet.
For you to come and perform here in Chicago, I mean, obviously, Chicago's been in the news a lot lately. We've had a lot of protests over Laquan McDonald and other issues that have happened between police brutality, segregation. When you come to Chicago, do you recognize those kind of issues, or is it just, or are you more of a musician who comes through and just plays in the back of the room?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I had a situation at the Field Museum with brother Aaron Patterson. Myself and Yasiin, formerly Mos Def, we came and spoke, and Aaron Patterson, who had just gotten out of jail,
right,
and he confronted us on some of the issues that we speak about in our music. And it wasn't a negative situation, but it was definitely a confrontation where my good homie and brother Fred Hampton Jr. got involved, and we all had a sit down later the next day after this talk that myself and Yasiin. So whether or not I involve myself in activism in Chicago, it's going to come to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you always get involved some way or another. Your music, I mean, I mentioned that, you know, in the late 90s, you know, the conscious rap movement, that was a big thing here in Chicago. It's always been sort of the heartbeat and soul of what Chicago rap has always been, whether it be Common or Kanye West. But for you and Black Star and just your career, you've been a part of that conscious rap, which for people listening in WGN Radio, it's not just all drugs, sex, and gangs with the music. Right.
Well, I will say that first, I'm a child of Boogie Down Productions and Rakim and Queen Latifah and, right. and people like that. Even people as recent as Lauryn Hill, you know, the Fugees album, you know, dropped in 1996. So I'm, you know, from all the way back to Melly Mel, all the way back to Gil Scott Heron, all the way back to Nina Simone, I just, you know, continue the tradition of music that stands the test of time. And I'll also say that I think it's accurate to say that Chicago has been very, very, very a hotbed of conscious hip hop, but also, you know, Chicago is also known for drill music when it comes to hip hop. Right. Chicago has its own sound, recent sound. I'm sure I'm not telling y'all nothing new. That's very, very important to the culture. A lot of people criticize this sort of newer, younger Chicago sound. They hold it responsible for some of the violence and some of the gang culture that is associated with. But as I think it's important to point out that these are young men and women who are coming out of these neighborhoods that are plagued by violence and are trying to find creative outlets. And if we want to see people do that more, we have to encourage them.
As an artist yourself, I mean, do you see most rappers, most hip hop artists that come out, they're rapping about the struggles that their lives are, any artist does. I mean, you create about what you know. Talk about your background and what led you to more of a conscious rap as opposed to a different style of music.
Certainly. I mean, I've been blessed in ways that many people have not. I've been blessed in ways that people of all races and colors and creeds have not been blessed. I have very loving, caring parents who, both my parents were around. My parents were professors. They made sure that I went to museums and libraries and things like that. My upbringing is very different than a kid who maybe didn't have parents or maybe was raised in the streets or maybe was, you know, raised around crime and drugs. I was not. And so that's not what you see reflected in my lyrics. I was raised, you know, my parents are teachers. Anyone knows teachers don't make a lot of money. So it's not like we were raised rich. And I was raised around poor people and poverty. So my lyrics talk about systemic oppression and its effects, because I saw it, you know, and it affects people I know and love, and it affects the neighborhoods I've lived in. Mm-hmm. But you know, I take a far more academic approach, and I take a sort of observer approach to talking about pain and struggle rather than someone who's participating in it in most of my music.
You know, for your music, I mean, obviously that New York sound that you've been a part of has been so instrumental and so, I mean, just influential when it comes to hip-hop and having hip-hop go to the mainstream. First off, let's talk about Electric Lady Studios, the New York artists that come through that studio. Talk about what it's like to be part of that family and that studio's impact on the music we listen to today.
Yeah, Electric Lady was started by Jimi Hendrix in the Village. D'Angelo was recording Voodoo at the same time. Mm-hmm. All of us were recording in this piece, and it was just a magical situation. It was a magical time. It's one of those perfect moments.
What was it like for you to be a part of that crew? I mean, a New York kid who came up and to be where there's just sort of this creative hotbed that's happening in the Village.
It felt, you know, fun. It felt like I was right where I was supposed to be. You know, even with walking down the street, Dave Chappelle is on my album. You know, walking down the street, he was just happened to be walking down the street, and I ran into him, and that's how he ended up coming through the studio, just because he was hanging out in the Village.
You've had you've career in music, which has been tremendous. Some of the best music that's been put out in the last 20 years.
Thank you.
You've also been politically active. I mean, you went viral dressing down Don Lemon in Ferguson. So talk about your role and your responsibility as an artist, as a hip hop artist of stature, in making sure the media gets the story right.
Well, that situation was a bit unique because people sometimes think that because they tweet something that makes them an activist, and unless there's bodies on the ground, there is no work being done. So I found myself talking a lot about the bodies on the ground, but as an artist, I'm my own boss. So I'm in a unique position to be able to actually do something about it, put my money where my mouth is. So that's what I chose to do.
You know, for you, I mean, you've obviously had your own career, both solo and with other artists. You've worked with Kanye West. Kanye West produced a lot of your big solo record. But, you know, I'm interested because guys like Kanye West and even Common to an extent, they have continued to sort of move into that mainstream Hollywood kind of top 40 almost experience. For you, you've really kept non-commercial in the way that, you know, you've almost been independent in the way that you've produced stuff. Is that by design?
No, I just think it's, you know, it's just how circumstance. Kanye West is there's nobody you could compare to him. You know, he knew how big he was from the first time he went on tour with me. He was very much focused on letting people know that he was in charge of his career. He had his ideas, and he put them to the forefront. Everything that he put out, he told me he was going to put out.
For you, what's your goal as a musician? I'm always interested in asking musicians if you sort of have a long-term goal for where you think your career should go.
I just want to be the best version of myself and just keep getting better. That's always just been my goal.
Talib Kweli, he will be at the City Winery Saturday night here in Chicago. Great musician, great MC. Thanks for being here.